We're doing Rav Chalap and Parshat Yitro. The pasuk says, "V'shem ha'echad Eliezer." One of Moshe's children were named Eliezer. The Medrash says that when Moshe went up to Shemayim, he heard Hashem's voice. Hashem was learning, and Hashem learned Parshas Parah. Hashem was learning the laws of Parah Aduma, and then he heard the Ribbon Shom quoting a Mishnah. Eliezer bni, my son Eliezer, he says in the Mishnah, para bat shtayim vegla bat shnata, that when the pasuk talks about a para, it means a two-year-old cow. When the pasuk talks about an egla, it's talking about a one-year-old cow. So the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono shel Olam, you're in charge on top, you're in charge below. And you're saying halacha in the name of a mortal? You're going to say halacha Eliezer says? So the Ribbon Shalom said, there's going to be a tzaddik in my world. And he is going to be the one who opens up the story of Parah Aduma. He's going to be the opening line. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says, Parah is a two-year-old cow. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're quoting him, may it be your will, Ribbon Shel Olam, that he should be my descendant. And the Ribbon Shel Olam said, if that's what you want, fine. That Eliezer is going to be your descendant. Says the Medrash, Shem Ha'echad Eliezer, that's that one. That's that Eliezer. So the Medrash is telling us that we read Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. We think it's talking about Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanos of the Mishnah. Says the Medrash, that's that Eliezer. Moshe Rabbeinu is the funnel of Torah, right? Through Moshe Rabbeinu we learn Torah Shebichtav. Through Moshe Rabbeinu we learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. Our sages say, the Yerushalmi says in Teya, that kol ma she'atid talmid vatik le'orot, whatever any future student would still give halachic ruling, Moshe was taught at Sinai. So we would think that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the bottom line. He had an excellent Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? Moshe Rabbeinu knew the halacha on everything. But what about the opinions that we don't rule with? There are opinions that are not halacha. Did they come through Moshe as well? We say that both opinions have halachic validity. It's not that one opinion is ridiculous. It's that we have to rule like one opinion, but they're both valid opinions within Torah. They could have both been halacha, meaning they're both Torah. If you spend your time learning Beis Shammai, we don't say you wasted your time bittul Torah. We say no. Within Torah, there's potential for understanding this way and that way. We have to rule like one opinion, but they're both Torah. Torah gives you potential for different outcomes. It's up to the courts down below to reach a conclusion, but they're both Torah. They're both potentials of outcomes. So was Moshe Rabbeinu taught potentials as well? We see he hears the Ribbon Shel Olam quoting Rabbi Eliezer. The only problem is we don't rule like that, Rabbi Eliezer. Our rule in Shas is that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.
What are we supposed to make of this?
Oh. Yeah.
Masha said, always, halacha need to be like Rabbi Eliezer, because he is the biggest. But because everybody here in the Arabs, everybody seems the more smart and more degraded. So we need rule, yachad rabbi malacha ki rabbi. But really, Eliezer is always.
Yeah, okay.
God quoting him for?
Oh. So we don't rule like Rabbi Eliezer, but what he saw is that there's a logic to Rabbi Eliezer, that the Ribbon Shel Olam accepts that logic. It's within the realm of Torah. And so he says, Ribbon Shel Olam, if it's worth your quoting, then that's a very valid opinion. I want that to come from me. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking, I want to be the funnel of Torah, not only the bottom line halacha, but also the areas of Torah which are true, yet not the way we rule. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will give the people a Torah that's much more pleasant. I will be able to give Torah with the various colors, even the ones that we don't rule like. And the Ribbon Shel Olam agreed, that's Shem Ha'echad Eliezer. So Rav Chalap says, Moshe Rabbeinu connected to that Eliezer because he said, I want to give them more breath in Torah. I don't just want to give them the opinion that's bottom line. I want to give them the other opinions as well. See the breath, the Ribbon Shalom says, you have potential to go this way, that way, the other way. You're asking me, this is the way we're supposed to go. But they're all within the capacity, they're all within the Torah. This can be expanded on, but this is a class in Rav Harlap and not in the laws of the oral Torah. If you want, on a Thursday night, there's much more to discuss.